We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school football, and Xyria HK got a huge win on their homecoming as they thumped Griswold last week, winning by 70-32. And a big game for the Spartans as they travel to Cam this coming week. Drew Buchholz, head coach for Xyria HK football, with us here on KSOM. Coach, how do you feel about your team? I guess there was a lot of smiles after last week.
Yeah, I just I liked our preparation all week. You know, it was homecoming week for our guys, and you know, I think our guys just, you know, stuck focused to the game, stuck focused to practice, and eliminated all the outside noise that homecoming brings. So I was really pleased with our guys' focus all week long, and that obviously translated into Friday night with our guys playing. You know, we talk about it all the time, you know, treat every rep like it's the same rep, like the game's on the line. And, you know, I thought our kids did that the whole night. You know, we gave up too many big plays for my liking, but after, you know, their third touchdown, we really locked up and just started doing our jobs. And we didn't give up another touchdown until our backups were in, obviously. And I was pleased with what we did offensively wise, had a ton of yards. I liked what I saw out of Justin Kilworth at the quarterback position. I liked what we did with Bryce, you know, got him out in space much better and allowed him to utilize his athleticism. He made a couple nice runs on a couple of just jet sweeps that we gave him. And I thought our line did an excellent job up front as well. We went to our blocking assignments. I know that it was probably Preston White's best game all year long for him. I thought he made an excellent jump from, you know, his first game back to now. And so I'm just looking forward to, you know, building momentum into heading into this week against Cam.
Yeah. Well, on the defensive side, I was very impressed with Gus Grieving. He seemed to be kind of making plays all over the place. He had 3.5 tackles for a loss. Maybe he was motivated by being homecoming king. I'm not sure. But what did you think about Gus and what he did?
Yeah, Gus, we kind of put him in multiple positions. Haven't quite sealed down a position for him. You know, we've had him at linebacker for us, and then when we need him at defensive end, we put him at defensive end. So he's kind of moved around for us. You know, he's a smart kid, great kid. He's a hard worker. Like I said, he started off at linebacker for us in the game, and then we needed him to move down to the defensive end spot to contain the quarterback, and he did exactly that. He got a couple, you know, tackle for losses, and he was just doing his job. He's the type of player that, you know, he's just going to do his job, and he's always in the right position. He's just got to make those plays, and he did on Friday night.
The other thing is that Alan Olson seemed to, again, find some holes. I mean, while you moved Brabham and Kilworth around, flip-flop their positions a little bit, Olson was able to keep Griswold off balance a little bit when he got the ball and made some trap plays and got to the outside. It seemed like that's where you got the most of your yards, was when you got outside. What do you think about what Olson did to help those guys out?
Yeah, Alan, you know, he's been a workhorse for us a little bit, and we just needed to get him more carries, and I think that he's the type of kid that's got a nonstop motor. And, you know, I would maybe like to see him bounce out a few more times, but he's just the type of kid that he loves contact, and he's going to lower his shoulder. And I know there was one play, you know, on our sideline where, you know, I was telling him to cut, and he just lowered his shoulder and ran the kid over. So I was pleasantly surprised with that. Obviously, you know, he's the type of guy that if you need a yard, he's the type of kid that you're going to call on, because you know that he's going to be going forward with low pad level. And so, yeah, I've just liked seeing his progress. He's made better cuts, I would say, going into, you know, to these past few weeks. And that just comes with time. It's his first, you know, year at that position. So he's learning on the fly, and I think he's just continually getting better.
And then we talked a little bit about some of the breakdowns on special teams. How did it feel to finally get a special team big-time play? Maybe the play of the game when Justin Kilworth picked it up off the deck and ran it about 50-plus yards for a touchdown. I mean, you've been burned on kickoffs. I bet it felt really good to get it the other way.
Yeah, that was definitely a pleasant surprise. You know, Justin, you know, he's on our second line, and the ball kind of just rolled to him, and, you know, he picked it up, and then he saw the hole, and he hit the hole, and then the rest is history. So yeah, it was absolutely terrific to get a kickoff return and not, be on the other side of that, because we have been on that a couple times already this year. So it's a major momentum changer. It's just a big play. There's statistics out there when you score on special teams with a kickoff or a punt return, your statistics of winning go up tremendously. So it was nice to be on the right side of that one.
So this week it's a huge test as you take on Cam and have to go to Anita. What do you got to worry about the most here? What's the main thing with Cam right now? It seems like they've been able to run the ball. They've been able to pass the ball at times. You probably throw the Ottoman game out the window there. What do you have to worry about the most there?
Yeah, Cam's, they're an athletic team and they're a physical bunch. It's a well-run program. A lot of respect for their program over there. Obviously it starts with the Bauer kid. He's an extremely athletic, tall kid, fast kid. He's kind of got it all. And he can be a one game changer for them. I know in a couple games he's had, fumble recoveries for touchdowns, so he can change the game defensively wise, and he can definitely change the game offensively wise. We have to know where he is at all times. He's a great receiver, and sometimes they put him in the backfield to get carries at Wildcat. So we just have to know where he is at all times. And like you mentioned, they're super balanced. They can run and they can pass. So we just have to be on our toes. We can't let them stay ahead of the chains, because then they can play action pass us and create big plays in that aspect. So we're going to have to try to be great on first down, try to get them in third and longs as much as we can. And offensively wise, I mentioned earlier, Bauer's gotten, fumble recoveries for touchdowns. We got to take care of the football. We cannot be, minus in the turnover margin in order for us to be successful against them.
Is it a case where Johnston Kilworth might have to, get to know Mr. Bauer on a permanent basis on defense? Is like, you go up to Johnston and say, "Hey, by the end of the game, I want to know everything that you know about Bauer. I want to know even what kind of gum he chews or whatever." Is that going to be a matchup to look for in this game?
Well, I won't get into, too specifics about it, but that's a pretty good idea right there.
Okay. Pretty good idea right there. It just I imagine it's going to be a physical game up front. I mean, how do you feel about your lines on both sides of the ball trying to match with Cam's?
Yeah, I think we mirror each other a little bit. Both lines are going to be extremely physical. They're going to know that we're going to want to run the ball, and they're going to want to run the ball to stay balanced so they're not in those third and long situations. So it's just going to be a physical grind in there in the trenches. And, like I always say, football's won up front in between the, tackles and, with the line. So we're just going to have to do our blocking assignments, know who we have, and then defensively wise, we're going to have to create the new line of scrimmage. We're going to have to be, 1, 2 yards in their backfield, hopefully, and create some disruption and create some negative plays for them to get them behind the sticks.
You almost got to treat this like a season opener, because you got Cam, then Glenn Ralston is not going to be easy, and in Audubon. I mean, how do you, is that kind of how you approach this game? It's like, hey, this is like begins a 3-game season for us, and we got to try and go 3-0 here.
Oh, absolutely. But just the major thing is that I'm trying to teach these kids is just about the process. You got to treat every rep like the game's on the line. You got to treat every rep like it's, fourth and one or whatever, the case may be. Because if you don't, that's when mistakes happen. And I don't think, our guys have done that all year long. But I think that for sure now going forward, we are treating it like that. Obviously this week is a playoff game for us. That's how we're viewing it. And we're treating it as such. It is, like you said, a new season. And in order, we're just focusing on what we can control, and we can control how we practice this week. We can control how we play on Friday. So, and then whatever happens after that happens after that. But we're just focusing, on just one rep at a time, and just focusing on the process, and not, focusing on the what ifs or scenarios, that are out there that's, it's good to be talk about, but it's not our main focus. Our main focus is just getting better each day and preparing the best we can for Friday.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck this week against Cam. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
Drew Buchholz, head coach for Xyra EHK football, joining us here on KSOM.